President Trump is spending the weekend at his golf resort in Scotland, where he will celebrate the opening of a new golf course. Next week, he will hold meetings on trade with European leaders. The trip comes as here at home, Trump continues to face questions about Jeffrey Epstein.
People should really focus on how well the country's doing, or they should focus on the fact that Barack Hussein Obama led a coup.
In Florida, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, a former Trump criminal defense lawyer, has now conducted two closed-door meetings with Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, in an effort to quiet criticisms the administration is blocking access to the Epstein files. Maxwell is serving a 20-year prison term. Defense Attorney David Marcus said she is cooperating freely.
We haven't asked for anything. This is not a situation where we're asking anything in return for testimony or anything like that.
Yet the meetings have raised questions. Liz Oyer, a former U.S. pardon attorney, was fired from the Justice Department in March.
There's every reason to believe that they are seeking to make some sort of deal with Maxwell that will help them solve this political crisis.
The president was asked if he is considering a pardon for Maxwell.
A lot of people are asking me about pardons. Obviously, this is no time to be talking about pardons.
On Friday, a plane flew a banner over the courthouse meeting site, accusing the president and U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi of a cover-up. The president has called the scandal a hoax by the Democrats.